Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Hey everybody, it's Grandpa Bill. Did you know that I host not one, not two, but three daily shows? Tune into Grandpa Bill's Morning Chi for sunrise meditations, Nature's Nuggets for afternoon echo inspiration, and evening yarrow yarn for bedtime herbal wisdom. Like us. Give us a thumbs up, subscribe to the YouTube channel, Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans, at Bill Holt, 8792, and now get your daily dose of holistic goodness. Let's return to our today's show, and thanks for doing so. Hey everybody, it's Grandpa Bill reminding you to join me each and every day at Workouts for Geriatrics. Craving some visual wellness? Head over to my YouTube channel, Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans, at Bill Holt 8792, where I share fitness routines you can do in your PJs. Laugh out loud, we'll share some other health tips along the way, and heartwarming tales from my life on the gym, on the mat, on the floor, on the training room. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell. Thumbs up, like us and subscribe us, pay it forward. We'll be talking much more about our main mentor moments program, direct to the manufacturers, advocacy programs, and so much more. Feeling inspired? Interchange, Interpol, interact at our daily polls. Leave us voicemail messages at the BH Sales, Chemical Holistic Healing, all our message boards. Remember to keep the interludes engaging. And unleash the power of plants and profits. Dive into the world of holistic health and innovative distribution strategies with Grandpa Bill. Join me daily at the BH Sales, Chemical Holistic Healing, all our podcasts. As we continue to explore natural wellness secrets shared by experts and everyday heroes, cutting-edge business tips to skyrocket your holistic product sales, and heartfelt wisdom and humor to nourish your soul and spark joy. Whether you're a seasoned green thumb or just starting your wellness journey, BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour offers a vibrant blend of practical advice, inspiring stories, genuine connection. Listen in and unlock the secrets to blooming health and business abundance with experts within many fields, always talking about food for the mind, the body, and the soul, and the soul. In studio guests. Now let's get back to today's episode, and thanks for joining us. Yeah, welcome back, and I'm going to talk about a lot of the virtual reality snippets I do. Today I want to do another one about the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour, still sailing the choppy seas of wartime rationing. Today we're going to dive deeper, exploring how the echoes of those past shortages of food resonate with some of the most pressing issues of our time, food insecurity and sustainable living, topics that we talk about here over our multi-platform shows with themes over the three audios in the YouTube channel daily. So rationing as a lens of food insecurity. Picture this, wartime families lined up for meager rations, anxiously counting calories. Now swap the uniforms for worn out clothes, the trenches of crowded city streets. Food insecurity might not be a battlefield war, but it's a silent storm that millions face, even in times of peace. The lessons of rationing remind us that food insecurity and food security isn't just about individual choices. It's about systematic issues like income inequality, access to healthy options, and food waste. We can learn from wartime resourcefulness, community gardens, revisiting back in the day, post-World War II, during World War II, efficient cooking techniques, and reducing waste to build communities where everyone has a seat at the proverbial table. From victory gardens to sustainability. Remember those victory gardens that sprouted like mushrooms during World War I and World War II? Not just a source of food, they were symbols of self-reliance and sustainability. Today, we grapple with, quotation marks, climate change, according to some, and resource depletion, according to most. Those gardens offer a roadmap to a more earth-friendly future. Imagine urban rooftops buzzing with life. Balconies transformed into miniature farms and local food networks replacing long-distance shipping. Just like those wartime cooks who made magic with scraps, we can learn to cultivate food closer to home, reduce our carbon footprint, and build a more resilient food system for generations to come. People working together, yes, in a community garden, of both cultivating the community and literally cultivating a garden. The history of rationing isn't just a dusty textbook chapter. It's a treasure map pointing us towards a more equitable and sustainable future. We all can be the heroes of the next home front, not just in times of war, but every day. Choose local. Reduce waste, support community gardens, and learn those wartime recipes that turn scarcity into abundance. Share your knowledge, your skills, your food with those in need. Remember, even the smallest ripple can create a wave of change. So let's raise a toast to the resourceful spirit, to the lessons learned in history's harshest storms, and to building a future where every table is laden with the fruits of our collective effort. Let's take a deep, calming breath and take another break. We'll be right back in 10 seconds. Hello, and welcome back. Let's talk about a little bit of history of other times, mostly war-related, where rationing and how recipes and food sharing and stretching the dollar and foodstuffs was so prevalent, so prominent, and in most instances, so required. Talked a little bit about victory gardens. Became really popular in both World War I and II and post World War I and World War II. I actually had a patio version of my own victory garden, if you will, a couple of years ago now. have the grow boxes, of course, for window box, patio, self-sustainment, when, where, and if. So within the realm of health, wellness, fitness, healthy lifestyle, healthy living, fit families, get healthy, wellness journeys, healthy recipes, nutrition tips, mental health matters, self-care. I cover a broad spectrum of topics within studio guests, and then of course my daily efforts at the 3 audio shows and the YouTube channel, vegan, yoga, meditation, keto, paleo, clean eating, mindfulness, anxiety relief, food for the mind, body and the soul, heart brain coherence on the ethereal side, yoga, tai chi, reiki, all about good health, conservation, meal replacement, 5 foods that actually boost your metabolism, or the 10-minute morning routine that will change your life. Easy vegan meal preps for beginners, yoga poses, back pain relief, the ultimate guide to intermittent fasting, both water and food for weight loss. Always looking to engage the audience more so at the message board on the polls daily. When we do have in-studio guests, then of course, aspiring guests through agencies, booking talent agencies, what have you, podcasting, podcasters of your own ilk, food for the mind, the body, and the soul, meditation, mindfulness, relaxation, stress relief, food conservation. We'll be right back after this message. Okay, welcome back, and welcome Brody, one of my cats. You can't see him, but there he is. I'm not sure if you can discern Brody, one of my 2 brother cats who meditates and hangs out with me quite often. Both of them do when I do these shows. You'd have to be here, folks. He's so snuggled up and has my hands, which are hard enough to manipulate in and of their own rights. Like a hockey player jammed up against the boards, if you will. So I'm literally trying to hold the microphone in one hand, his head, which is awesome, in the other. So let's continue with Brody, my co-host for always, of course, along with his brother Brady. We were talking about the necessity to resourcefulness, mostly during wartime, but it's applicable whenever there's a crisis, a shortage, a power outage, weather, all of the above. The emphasis is on self-sustaining and skills that are necessitated. So those wartime stories whisper lessons even today in a world facing climate change, rising food costs, or even personal challenges. Those lessons of thrift, creativity, and community might just be the compass that we actually need. Revisiting, learning how to cook from scratch, for instance. Utilizing more local ingredients, food, produce, vegetables, goods, wares, rejuvenating the local economies, Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world. Intuitive groups changing lots of mindsets and combining a huge array of skills and talents. So reducing food waste weren't just wartime measures, but they were pathways to a more sustainable and resilient future under those conditions. Modern day battles and timeless solutions, I think we're at a precipice now where there'll be many challenges where you gotta be prepared. Maybe we're not literally facing bombs and trenches. Maybe we are. But we certainly have our own battles, inflation, environmental concerns, even personal health struggles. Food can be our weapon, our shield, or beacon of hope. By learning from the ingenuity of the past, we can create nourishing meals for ourselves and our families. Even when resources are scarce, tainted, challenged, and under duress and strain in and of themselves, worldwide transport, pollution, the petri dish that this planet is until we'd all decide to help collectively rejuvenate it. So let's raise a toast to the heroes of the home front, those wartime cooks where it was applicable, who showed us the magic of making and how to do so with less, making more with less, and making do with less. Let's honor their legacy by learning from their resourcefulness, embracing local, seasonal ingredients, and sharing our knowledge with our communities. Again, together we can build a future where even table overflows with the fruits of our collective efforts, reminding ourselves that food isn't just sustenance, it's a symbol of resilience, of love, and of community. And in that sense, yes, friends, food can truly win the war, whether it's actually an armed conflict or the war against the elements, the world as it stands right at the moment. So wartime wisdom, resilient kitchens, ancestral kitchens, sustainable living, food waste heroes, family meal revolutions, beyond rationing, wartime lessons for nourishing our future, past, present, and future. Unleash the ancestral chef within you, cooking with resourcefulness in modern times. Food as a weapon, building resilient kitchens for a changing world. From scraps to savory, timeless recipes for thriving on less. More than a meal, the legacy of wartime cooking and its lessons for today. The stories of the past hold the keys to a brighter future. We'll continue to try to keep the conversation for always flowing in the right direction by continually sharing these lessons and keeping the ship afloat, sailing towards a world where every table is a testament to the power of resourcefulness, community, and of course, a delicious meal. I hope this helps you in your endeavors. We're going to say bon voyage for this episode for today. I'll be talking much, much more about these things in my series of Grandpa Bill's Cooking in the Kitchen with Grandpa Bill, Healthy Meal Recipes, in-studio guests with expertise in all of these subjects, always moving the mind, the body, and the soul. Continue to pay it forward. Be members of our large intuitive groups. We're also trying to change old mindsets, arm in arm, to strengthen the community element, hopefully perceived as a harbinger of good information, myself as the porcelain junction box, continuing to put you in touch with the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, doctors, lawyers, manufacturers, as my in-studio guests through the course of 24, 2024, in the many, many years and hundreds of studio guests that I've had and been blessed with, continuing the message in full retirement, continue paying it forward. Everybody knows somebody in pain, suffering, agony, being challenged, all wild animals being driven out of their environment, domesticated animals, their people, plants in this planet. We have many goodwill ambassadors. We continue to grow one small star seed at a time. Join us each and every day. Make it a safe and productive day. Bye-bye for now. And may God bless. Please do see all of our particulars in the descriptions of the shows. We are asking for your help in continuing to grow. Like us. Give us a thumbs up. Share us at the YouTube channel. Bill Holt. At Bill Holt 8792. Please do literally subscribe. Continue to pay it forward. Like these shows. Listen. Continue to pay it forward. Once again, I thank you all for the great accolades I was blessed to have in the Spotify, Buzzsprout, and all the other arenas that I'm blessed to be on. My ratings as a host are mostly espoused and depicted on Apple Podcasts, the Sales Chemical Ballistic Healing Hour. If you feel comfortable in doing so, also help us out with testimonials, reviews, paying it forward. We grow together, thriving alive, striving to stay alive. We'll see you again tomorrow. Make it a safe and productive day. Bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Peace, everybody.